Appreciate the Lord tonight.
God bless you.
I know God is real.
Amen.
I felt him when we got here tonight. Even felt him back there in the office, Brother Shad, as we were talking before services. But then tonight during this service, everything went just the opposite direction, if I might use that terminology. And scriptures come to mind while everyone was up around these altars praying. The effectual prayer, the fervent prayer of an affection. Can't even say it. Praise God. The fervent prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Glory to God. If we're not careful, the enemy will take away our praise. He'll take away our song. But I couldn't help but think that while those songs were being sung tonight, I'd rather have Jesus than worldly fame. Being recognized is one thing, but being famous is something else. I don't need the fame. I don't need the fortune. What I need is the Lord.
Amen.
What you need tonight is the Lord.
Blessed God.
I know a man, he's out in sin. He tried to take his own life this last week, but it failed. God had different plans than what this man had. He put a 30-30 under his chin, pulled the trigger. Instead of going out the top of his head as he had planned, God turned it, and it just blew from the bridge of his nose down to his chin off. Just got a big gaping hole in his face. He's still alive.
Thank God for that.
There is, I may sound gross, I may sound cruel, but I believe, Brother Shad, there is a fate worse than death. This man, if he survives, he'll remember this for the rest of his earthly life. If he goes into eternity, he'll be doomed to an eternity of hell. All because he harmed one of God's children. Even though you might be lost in sin, you're still a child of God. Because God created each and every one of us in his own image. One way to phrase it, you're the black sheep of the family if you're lost in sin.
Amen.
But if you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're right in the midst of all the praise, all of the glory, and we'll be able to live for an eternity with the Lord. Don't really know which way to go, Brother Shad, after the way the Spirit moved. But I was reminded all through this altar work here a few minutes ago. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any.
Amen.
Mankind can only go so far.
We
can go to the doctor for our aches, our pains, and our ills, but it's going to take God to straighten us out.
All right.
God give man knowledge. Give him the wisdom to seek additional help. And he gives some of them knowledge to provide that help. But this woman, for 12 long years,
Amen.
She had been afflicted by an issue of blood. I don't remember now exactly which reference I used, but this particular writer that I was searching out referred to this as what we know today as leukemia. We all know what leukemia will do to a body. It is a blood disease. It evaporates the blood some way. That blood has to be replenished. But God, in his mercy, He can keep our supply of blood going. It regenerates, rejuvenates, or whatever terminology you want to use. But praise God, tonight there is one that we can look to. Sister Cindy, as you were standing up here earlier, you were praising God, the tears flowing freely. Unashamedly, I might add. But there is one that we can seek after, and he'll heal our ever affliction. Amen. Whether it be an affliction of issue of blood or a stump toe, God can handle it all.
Amen.
Years ago, I remember seeing a sign down on the outskirts of Shreveport. We fix everything from the crack of dawn to the break of day. But a broken heart, you have to take to the Lord. This was on some type of welding shop, just as you're going into Shreveport down there on Highway 71. They were boasting they could mend the cracking of the dawn or the breaking of the day. But they also realized that there was a higher being that we had to go to.
Amen.
They had to go to God for a broken heart.
Amen.
This woman, with this issue of blood, she was so, she was wore out, if I might use that term. And she said, there is a man that if I could just get to him and touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Several things went through my mind, Brother Anthony, while you were singing a while ago. That one song, I don't even know the name of it. Because a lot of these songs I call by one name when there's something else. But the one that starts out, shackled by a heavy burden.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then there's another one said, he touched me.
Yeah.
Another one said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. Another one says this, another one says that. But if we will go to God, then we will be made whole.
Amen.
But we have to seek the Spirit and the presence of God. If we just sit back, I'm sure you've all heard the terminology, I'll just sit back and let fame and fortune come to me. It'll never work. If you're seeking fame and fortune, you've got to go out and look at it. Heard the saying one time, said that, I went blank, praise God. As we go along, said, opportunity knocks only once, but temptation is knocking constantly. We've got to realize the difference.
Amen.
We've got to know what is temptation and what is opportunity. And to do that, we've got to call on God and ask for direction. He will show us the way that we're going. And then we have to listen to him when he speaks. We've got to listen to God. If we fail to listen, we're going to be doomed to an eternity in hell. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched. And that staunched means stopped. Just an immediate touch and an immediate healing. Glory to God. God is still a miracle maker. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the saving business tonight. But we have to call upon him. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitudes throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, somebody has touched me.
Amen.
For I felt virtue is gone out of me.
Amen.
I feel like if that woman had not stepped forward, Brother Carl, she'd have lost that healing. She had faith enough to press through the crowd. She had enough faith, Brother Shad, that as she pressed through, she may have had to get down on her hands and knees and crawl. Amen. She may have had to even get down on her belly and slide through those feet. But she had enough faith, trust, and belief that she went through that crowd and just touched the hem of his garment. And she was immediately made whole. But then when the Lord stopped, Brother James, he looked around. He said, "Who touched me?" Jostled here and there, pressed one way and then another. And the disciple said, "Lord, all of these people are thronging about, yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And the Lord spoke, Brother Shad, and he said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone from my body." And that virtue is the healing power. That virtue that flowed from his body went into that woman's body. It staunched that issue of blood, and she was made whole from that very hour. But had she denied when the Savior said, "Who touched me?" I feel like that blessing, that healing would have been pulled back from her. Tonight, we have to recognize the difference between a healing and a touch. I can say, "God come by and touched me," and I can walk out of here with the same sore back, same sore foot that I come in with. But then by the same token, I can say, "God heal me," and I'm walking out that door a different person than I walked in.
Amen.
There was one night, I believe he was sitting right over here, either where Brother James or Brother Bobby is, but Butch was over there one night. He had prayer for his foot. He just drug it as he walked in that night, Brother Shad. And after prayer, he got up a stomping just like that. And he wouldn't dare try that when he walked in the door. But there was faith, there was trust, and there was belief. Glory to God. If we will seek after the Lord, we will receive what he has for each and every one of us. But we've got to reach out. Just as that song chorus we were singing, "Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by." He's passing by this moment. Every need he will supply. He knows our needs. But he also said, "Ask and thou shalt receive." If we want it, we've got to ask for it. If we want God, we've got to accept the Son.
Yeah.
Saw something the other day. He said, "The best way to make the Father happy is brag upon the Son."
Yeah.
Brother Anthony, you know what it's like. Brother Shad knows. Just about every father knows. When they talk about your children, you grow a little bit. Raise up a little bit. That's human nature. They're bragging upon your children. They're bragging upon your seed. And it's the same way with God Almighty. We'll brag upon the Son of God. He will lift us up. He'll strengthen us. And he'll guide us if we'll allow him to. Glory to God. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. An immediate.
Blessing God.
There are times I have had prayer. There wasn't no bombs bursting, no sparklers going off, no flash bulbs a popping. Thought maybe the Lord wasn't anywhere near the place. But after a while, realized that things had changed. And there's been times, Sister Rhonda, prayed, and there was immediate difference. And in this case, it was immediate because of the faith that she had within her heart, within her body, within her soul, that she pressed through the throng.
Yeah.
We've got to press on tonight, glory to God. We can't wait for the Spirit to come to us. I heard somebody say one time, if you can't feel the Lord, feel after Him. If you keep feeling after Him, in a minute you're going to feel Him.
Amen.
But you've got to reach out. I can't reach and feel that doorknob from here. But if I keep feeling out, reaching out, eventually this arm and hand is going to reach that doorknob. Be able to turn it and walk one way or the other. And that's the way it is with God. We've got to reach out. Reach out. And then we can grasp that Spirit. Glory to God. And He said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. Brother Hank, I don't remember how many years ago it's been now. Brother Bobby, Brother Anthony, I don't remember whether you were back there or not. This was back before Brother Adam even come. I had that Sunday school class back there. I think it took us a little over 30 days to get off of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. But with Brother Richard up here one day, he asked me, he said, what's going on back there in your Sunday school room? I said, well, when they get up here and sit on this platform this morning, just ask them what faith is. And you know, when Brother McDaniel walked up here, Brother Shad, he turned around, they were all sitting up here. We were always cutting up a little bit, so to speak. But one morning, I walked up. They'd already come out and sat up here. I handed the one on the end a note. They passed it all the way down. Now, all kind of smiles and grins and snickers going on out here in the audience. They'll probably remember this one. Brother Anthony may remember it now. But after it was all over with, somebody said, what's going on? The note made its way up to Brother Richard. He picked it up and read it. Said, smile and pass this on. And they passed it all the way down through that Sunday school room that was sitting up here on the platform. It was an attention getter. And it helped Brother McDaniel that morning. But we had to reach out. Reaching out. That's what it takes. We can't sit back solemn, stern face. But we've got to seek after the Spirit of God. That's what this little woman was doing that day. She had gone to physician after physician, 12 long years, and not one had staunched her issue of blood. But she heard of a man called Jesus. She knew He was coming through, so she pressed through the throne. And just a touch of His garment. According to my Bible, she didn't touch the man. She just touched the hem of His robe. And there was so much virtue that it went into her body.
Amen.
We've got to have the faith. We've got to have the stamina. And we've got to have the want to. We've got to want to seek after it. And that want to will draw you to an altar of prayer. That want to will draw you to the Lord. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I want to draw closer. We sing a song every now and then that says, I want to know more about my Lord. And the way to do that is at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
You'll find out more on your knees than you will reading a comic book. You'll find out more standing in the altar or in the choir loft singing the hymns of praise than you will singing country western music. But tonight, I'm going to give each and every one of you an opportunity to come to God. I'm not saying you're lost. I'm not saying that you're backslidden or anything else. Nothing of the like. But I'm giving you an opportunity to draw closer and closer to God. And to do that, we must accept the Son as Lord and Savior. Amen. If we reject Jesus Christ, that means that he died in vain as far as we're concerned. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever,
Amen.
That includes you, that includes me, whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life. And tonight we can reach out, touch the hem of his garment, and then we're going to hear the Lord say, "Be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole." Everyone who will, come and pray.
Glory to God.